Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Well done here by Aaron behind the microphone, producer extraordinaire, queuing up the theme song for Kristi Noem's delightful exit of federal government service. Hey, well, no, I suppose she was given a promotion by dear old Donald. And we're talking here on the Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, and I've got my dear friend and yours, Carlton Huffman. Yeah, I mean, one of the more delightful things that have happened recently is Kristi Noem is no longer with the federal government. Her and her hat and her Botox and all of the things that come with her. Although she's been replaced by a guy that asked to openly fight someone in a hearing. So I don't know. Another deeply unserious person. But Carlton, what do you think of that?
Well, I'm going to be sad that we don't have our dog-killing plastic surgeon aficionada who makes every chair her husband sits in the cuck chair. It is just going to be one of the just saddest things that we don't have her to kick around anymore. But I've got to say, it was a delight to see my friend and United States Senator Tom Tillis just
shred
her and take her to the woodshed in that hearing. But I mean, it just, once again, you talk about unserious people. The fact that she is asked if she is having a relationship with Corey Lewandowski in front of God and everybody with
and
her
husband
sitting right there, and she can't even lie enough to deny it. And between that and what was it? She had an Air Force pilot fired because the person forgot her blanket, only that she had to rehire the person. It's like, there's so many hits that we can talk about with her. I mean, obviously, on a serious note, we definitely want to just commend the people of Minneapolis for coming out and resisting. And we just remember the souls of Alex Pretty and Renee Good, who she slandered on her, like I said, before the corpses were even cold.
Yeah.
She's already calling them domestic terrorists. And so it's good that she's gone. At the same time, Mark Wayne Mullen, as you referenced, wanting to fight the Teamsters president in the middle of a Senate hearing, which in some ways the redneck in me would have delighted to see that. But at the same time, on a serious side of things, he does not strike me as the smartest bulb in the bunch. And I think that he'll be there, much like Kristi, to take orders and say yes. He just does not seem to have his own ambitions as she seemed to with the $220 million ad campaign that you and me paid for as taxpayers.
Yeah, it's a good investment. It's an investment, Carlton. That was his investment. Yeah, Mark Wayne Mullen. What was we ranked? As his very famous line asking Linda McMahon, what was we ranked in education? I don't know. It's wild to see, but that's, I mean, there's no guardrails. You know, Trump 1.0, we had people that actually, you know, had some experience and some patriotism. You know, Rex Tillerson was one of them. John Kelly was another one. You know, people that were like,
Jim Mattis.
Yes. Right. And the sad thing is, you know, from Tom Tillis leaving the Senate to Mark Wayne Mullen becoming part of the administration, the people that people are getting promoted who shouldn't be, and people are leaving who are the guardrails of the crazies.
It's hard to be an independent thinker and be a Republican these days,
right?
Because you are expected to salute and say to dear leader, how high should I jump on this one? Mm-hmm. Or just whatever. I mean, we see just last night that Trump was in Kentucky going after Thomas Massie, who has been doing the Lord's work, even though there'll be some stuff that I disagree with him on and others of your listeners might disagree with Massie on. But when it comes to the Epstein files, the president himself promises transparency on these things. Massie has pursued it. And in return, the president and all his acolytes are going to Northern Kentucky trying to take him out. And we still have RFK Jr. in charge of Health and Human Services with the largest measles outbreak in the United States this century. And him admitting that he snorted coke off a toilet seat. I mean, that expires. Once again, these are the people that are running the United States of America. And you've got our Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, once again, seeming to take his jollies off of watching things blow up on television, while at the same time we're only finding out in days afterwards that over 150 U.S. soldiers have been wounded in this conflict with Iran right now. So we are not getting the full picture of what damage is being done to the United States, our assets in the Gulf. And we could do an entire program of just the mistakes of cabinet by cabinet secretary of what's going on under this administration.
There's no plans for anything. And, you know, I look back at, we were talking with Carlton Huffman, with this war in Iran, we can't fight a forever war. I mean, those interceptor missiles, they are hundreds of millions of dollars a pop for those Thads and Patriots. They take a long time to build, and we have to fire many of them at one missile, and they're not always successful. So, like, I mean, they're going to run out. This is not an endless thing.
And we've known this for a while now, definitely during the first Trump administration, but also too with our assistance to Ukraine during the Biden administration. We found out how quickly we can burn through all this high-tech ordnance in a very quick fashion. Whereas the Iranians, we're taking down $30,000 drones with a $3 million missile. That's an exchange rate that is not sustainable in the long term.
No. And before we head to break, what kudos to Ukraine for, stepping up and sending their drone folks, take them away from their front lines and sending them to us when we really haven't been the best of friends to them. I mean,
while we're talking about taking the oil sanctions off of Russia, which is basically Putin's financial lifeline.
My God. We are in the upside down right now is what's happening. But I'm excited to talk to you about, on the other side of the break, the downfall of also RPW, Republican Party of Wisconsin. What is going on there? What does that mean for 2026? And talk about our buddy Tom Tiffany. So stick around. We're with Carlton Huffman on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network.